Day before, we mentioned that there was a question according to Rabbi Akiva. So we passed like Shemen Atemoni that there are three dinim that are totally zebizet. Tvisis Kiddushin, Avlad Mamzer, and Yehorek Val Yavar. That only Chavi Krisis is called Gili Arayis. Chavi Lavan is an Isabir. It's not called Gili Arayis. And we raised the question on Liba de Rabbi Akiva that he holds that there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. And Avlad Mamzer, even by Chayvi Lavin, would he say that by all those Chayvi Lavin, there's Yehorek Val Yavar? He holds that all the four versions, maybe just says, no, maybe Yehorek Val Yavar is only Chayvi Krisis, but he holds Enki Dushin Topsin, B'isho HaAsur, B'psulas, B'isho HaPsula. So some want to distinguish between the different versions of Rabbi Akiva. The first version of Rabbi Akiva was that he only added one case, Chalutza. He said Lavin Desher, that's all. Chavi Lavin Desher, so that means that he added it onto Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is a list of relatives. Eishes Ish is also Gili Arayis. And many Rishonim hold Mishkav Zoch is also Gili Arayis. But basically, Gili Arayis is relatives, prohibited relatives. So Mistaber, perhaps, to say that if Rabbi Akiva restricted his comments only to Chavi Lavin Desher, so that's called Gili Arayis. And then the other three versions, it's possible to say that it's not Gili Arayis, but it's not Mukhrach. It's not necessarily Mukhrach. Okay. Then yesterday we discussed the two versions in the Gemara of how to understand Rabbi Yovin. Rabbi Yovin is quoted on the fifth line from the top on Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, Hazorek Chetz, Mentchilas Dalet, Asof Dalet, Mekorishi Rai, Mahalichos, Apotor, Shakira Tzorech Hanocha. So the Gemara has two understandings. So the first understanding was that you don't require be'idna of the chiyuv misa as long as it's be'idna of the maisa hamachayv. So since you need akira and havaras dalanam is in hanoche, so that's all the maisa hamachayv. True, the chiyuv misa only is clinched when you do the hanoche al gabi karka. But until you get to the hanoche, that's all the maisa hamachayv. So of course, shirai, anytime in the middle, that's Be'idna of the Maisa Mechayim. So the first version was Be'idna of the Maisa Mechayim. Second version was, no, Zorak Chetz, you don't have to have Be'idna. Why? Because if it's Chad Maisa, then the Chiyiv Mamun with the Chiyiv Misa Metzuraf Yachad. The Gemara says, what's the difference, Halach HaLamaisa, between the first version and the second version? The Gemara says, the difference will be, what if Mabe Chetz, Mentzchidos Dalas of Dal? Not that he shoots an arrow, because he shoots an arrow lamotzi lahadur, he can't retrieve it. So that's chad maisa. But if a person is walking with a knife, every step that he takes is another maisa. He can't say that that's all chad maisa. So if you hold like the first version, as long as it's be'idn of the mechayev, this come levi the rabbinet, the chiyiv misa with the chiyiv mamon are related in the chiyiv misa patas, the chiyiv mamon. So even if he's mavachetz, even if he's walking with the chetz in his hand. But if you say the second version, you don't believe in this story, Be'idna of the Mechayim. It has to be Be'idna Mamish or Chad Maisa. So it'll only be labeled as Chad Maisa if he's Zorek Chetz because Lamotzi Lahadur. But if he's walking, every step of the way is a separate Maisa. So this is, I mentioned the other day, this is relevant to Yeridaya. Why is it relevant to Yeridaya? There's a Ramban, there was a rabbi by the name of Ramban. And he wrote Svarim. He wrote Chidushim Ma'ala Gemara. So on the first daf in Bava Basra, believe it or not, Ramban has a long discussion of Yerideya topic. The topic is what we call in Yerideya Kama Kama Bottle. You have a pot of kosher soup, and someone pours in a little bit of Chazer Shmaltz. The Chazer Shmaltz is bottled B'shishim, Shine. So the din is you can eat the soup. Then someone comes, so they ask the Shaila, is Mutter. Then somebody comes later on, pours in a little more Chazer Shmaltz. Accidentally, by mistake. If you pour it on purpose, and then aim of atis and lechatchila you violated the niser, the rabbanon aim of atla, and then there's a penalty. It says that you're not allowed to eat it. But let's say the shaygig it fell in. So first, a little chazer shmaltz fell in is bottle b'shishim, and then a little more chazer shmaltz falls in. So now, if you add up what fell in before with what fell in now, you don't really have shishim. But what fell in before was already always get paskin that it's mutter. Because that fell in, that was already in this batla b'shishim. So do you say now I have shishim against this little bit that falls in? Or do you say, no, this little bit with what was there before, that's called, do you say, kama kama batla? The first amount that fell in was nizbatel, and then what falls in now is also nizbatel? Or should I say that it's chayze v'nir? Poshim Shat Nia means that it wakes up. Rashi says in Gemara a different translation of the word Nia. It jumps up. Okay. Whatever. You say the Yisur is Chosev and Nia, do you say Kama Kama Bokim? So there are contradictions. So this is a topic that's discussed by the Ramban, the first daf in Bava Basra. Anybody have a guess? Anybody have a learn Bava Basra, the first daf? What's on the first daf in Bava Basra that the Ramban decided to talk about? So the first daf in Bava Basra, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Huh? Hosef Masayim, yeah. The Mishnah talks about Mechitzas HaKerem SheNifritzo. You have grapes growing on one field and you have grain growing on the other field. So you're supposed to have Harchoka in between them. Supposed to have a couple of amas separated. He doesn't have a harchaka, but he has a fence. If he has, you have a fence, even if you just have a tzuris ha-pesach, what we use for Shabbos, for Erev, even if you just have a tzuris ha-pesach, that's all be then considered a fence, even though the grapes are growing and everything is growing on top of each other. Since al pidin, you have a mechitza, so even though below the ground they're yoinik together, and above the ground they're yoinik from each other, they're laying on each other, that's okay. Mesam and the shul between the men and the women probably would not be sufficient. Going to have a tzuris ha-pesach, and the men and the women are leaning on each other's shoulders. Mustama, probably not acceptable. Mustama, there are those who would say it is acceptable. But for kilayim, it's acceptable. So then the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, v'chitzas hakem shenifrit, so the fence falls down. So now the stuff is growing. So there are two kinds of kilayim, the Gemara says. If you plant it melechatchila as kilayim, you plant the chita with the geffen together, so right away when it's hishvish, it becomes us. But if this was growing the heta, and then the fence falls down, then the halacha requires hosif masai. So the Ramban Taisus discusses the topic. Ramban didn't, it was not the first one. A big Taisus Mabakama, gigantic Taisus Mabakama, larger than usual, discusses the topic. Why don't you say hosif masai takes a couple of days? So when a little bit grows on the first day, it's batal b'masayim. Kiloya kerem is batal b'masayim. A little bit grows the second day, is also batal b'masayim. A little bit grows the third day. The third day, after 3 days, maybe you have a hosef masayim. But it was, why not say kama kama batal? So you see, you don't say kama kama batal. So how come some gemaras do say kama kama batal, some gemaras don't say kama kama batal? What's another example? There's a Mishnah in Mikvahs, that there are two, when a person is Tomeh, he has to either be Tovel in a Mikveh or in a Mayon. You have an option. A Mikveh, by definition, means by Yikovu HaMayim HaMakom Echot. Mikveh means Kovu V'Kaimah, the water is stagnant. If you have a Mikveh of rainwater, Megishamim, that the rainwater is rolling down the side of the mountain, or it's moving, so that's a P'sul Dereis. That's called Zeichlen. That's a psul deraisa. The din requires that a mikveh has to be be'eshbarin. Shever means a crack. You have to have a shever, a crack in the ground, and the water has to be covered with kaima, otherwise not called mikveh. You cover hamay means the water should be sitting still. But if you have a mayon where the source of the water is from under the ground, so then the mayon is only metaher b'zeichlen. If it's rolling, once the water from the mayon gets stuck in a pit, so then it just became a mikveh. It's no longer ayam. What are the differences? So the din is in the chumash that a zav requires a mayon. All the other tamein can either be tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon. A zav requires dafke a mayon. Sometimes you need a mayon for other things. Mayon chayim. It's a different, but not to be tovel. A tomei, to be tovel. The only tomei who wants to be tovel, who needs a mayon, is a zav. All the water comes from the rain. The Chazal knew that there's a water cycle. All the water comes from the rain. So who are they fooling? That they say that this is a mikveh, this is a man. Yeah, but the halacha is if it rains and the water goes sufficiently under the ground, then it shoots up as a mayon, so that has the halacha of a mayon. There's a question, how far away from the river does it have to be? Let's say you have, the rain comes down and you have flooding, and then you have a river from the rainwater, and then the water from the river goes under the ground for 1 foot, and then jumps up all of a sudden. So that's megishomim, and that's zechlin. That's no good. How long does it have to roll under? All the water comes from the rain. The water doesn't begin from inside of the ground. All the water comes from the rain. So that's Mishkan Es Yankiv discusses. There's a Ramban HaChumash talks about that, which the Mishkan Es Yankiv quotes. How far does the water have to roll from the river, which is the megishomim, under the ground, till it shoots up again, that you have a right to declare that it's a mayon. You know, just say that's a hemshel from the river, that megishamim. Megishamim is no good, bezechlin. Has to be dafke be'eshbam. So that's a discussion in halacha. Serious. Serious discussion in halacha. So the Mishnah has the following discussion. The ocean, it's always raining. There's a lot of snow going into the ocean. So the rain and the snow in the ocean is only good if it's be'eshbarim. But the water in the ocean is rolling all over the place. So the... So a lot of water in the ocean comes from under the ground sources. So you have a mixture. Some of it is meg shamim, and some of it is meg mayonis. So how do you treat the ocean? Do you treat it like a mikveh, like a mayon? So it's a machlokes hatanaim. But part of the story, before you get to the machlokes, part of the story is gzeris hakosuf. Mikveh yam karayara. So part of it is a gezeris hakosuf story, but part of it, the Mishnah says, the beginning of the story goes like this: it depends which is rov. If rovu notvim ala zochlim, or rovu zochlim ala notvim. If 51% is the rainwater, that's called notvim. That since 51% of all the water that you're being tevel in is rainwater, so it has to be b'yashbarat. But it's rovu zochlim, 51% of the water is from under the ground sources, even though you have 49% is megashamim and it's zochlim. Since 51% is may mayon, so I declare that it's a mayon, and it is tahir b'zochman.
By ocean, the lake's been invaded. By the oceans, for sure, a large robe of that water has been there since Shishis made gracious. The oceans are gigantic. I'm saying some water leaves, some evaporates a little bit, some flows in from rivers, but some comes in from storms. So, the
oceans
are miles deep. Most of that water never leaks.
It
just flows throughout the ocean.
So therefore,
rub
of the water is...
The mikvah.
And if it's rolling all, if it's going out into the rivers, then it's no good.
Wow.
Then it's zochlin, it's megishamim, and it's not a mayon.
It's not megishamim. It's been there. It's been in the ocean since forever. It just flows, it goes around. There's the Atlantic has a stream, there's a current. It goes counterclockwise. It goes.
What's it then in the following case? Let's say I have a mikveh, and the mikveh is very deep. Mikveh is very deep. And at a certain point, the water goes out of the mikveh. But even if all the water, let's say there's a hole on the side of the mikveh, there's a leak in the mikveh, and the mikveh is very deep, and there's arboim so above the hole, and someone is tevel above the hole. So in Shulchan Aruch, there are three different opinions. I had a paskan over there. So one opinion is that since there's a hole in the side of the mikveh and the water is going out, even though below the hole you have arboim soft water, you can't even be tevel in the bottom part. The whole thing is one big mikveh, and part of the water is on its way floating out, so the whole thing is declared as zechlin. And other rishonim hold, we paskan b'dieved like this, other rishonim hold, no, the water below the hole is eshbarin. That's not going to be zeichel. The water above should have been zeichelin, but since the water below the hole is kosher to be toivol, so b'dieved, if someone is toivol on the top, it's also good, because that's all one big mikveh with the lower part. The lower part below the hole has, so you say every ocean has tons of water, much more than arboim so that sits there. The water that's going to go out is just on top of the ocean. The water on the bottom is going to sit there for years and years and years. So b'dieved, the evidence on the Shulchan Aruch, even if you toivel on the upper part, it's good. Then there's a third opinion in the Shulchan Aruch that you can only be toivel in the lower part, you cannot be toivel in the upper part. The lower part is eshbarin, the lower part is not going to go out through the hole, the hole is above that. You can't be toivel in the upper part because all that water is going to go out, ultimately it's going to go out through the hole. So l'chatchila with machmer that you can't even be toivel in the lower part, and but the evidence with mekel in the Ramo and Hilchus Mikvos, but the evidence with mekel even if you toivel in the upper part. Yeah, so you're talking about an ocean that's extremely deep. And the Mishnayos are talking that it's a lake that's not so deep. Not so deep. So you have sometimes rubber note from Allah Zochlan, sometimes you have Rabu Zochlan Allah note from, so you go Basaroiv. So the Kasha is, but let's say it rained a little bit. If it's pouring, then you can have rubber note from Allah Zochlan. There's more rainwater than there is water from the Mayon. It was just a little drizzle. So it's Rabu Zochlam Ala Notfim. There's more May Mayonis. Most of the water came from under the ground sources, and very little water came from the drizzle. So the kasha is, even if you have pouring rain, and you have Rabu Notfim Ala Zochlam, there's more rainwater here in this lake than there is water from the Mayonis, from under the ground. But the first day it started to rain, every time a few drops come down, there's more May Mayonis there. There is more. There's a rove of May Mayon. So why don't you just say, Kama Kama Bottle? Say, every drop of water that rains, that falls into this lake, becomes Bottle Beroiv of the May Mayonis. And then when more rainwater comes in, I should say, Kama Kama Bottle. So you see, you don't say that. You see from there that you say, Choyze Ben Ir.
Maybe isn't this also a mishnah?
So the Ramban on the first daf in Baba Basra discusses this topic. He collects a lot of marmakinas. Tosfos Baba Kama also collects a lot, and the Kufs, and the Ramban on the first daf. So the Ramban...
Is there a limit to when one wins the Kama Kama Bottle? Can I say the ocean's been there for thousands of years, so over time, maybe the ocean, even if I hit a robe that came in from rainwater at some point? Do the research.
Okay.
Thousands of years change it from.
Sure, you have to know what the Metzius is. Yeah.
So what turns it back by the little lake? What turns it back into a mikvah? Meaning, during the winter when it's raining a lot, so now I have Rabu Zochlin, so now I can't use it.
Rabu Notvin, and the whole lake is Zochlin.
Yeah.
So it's no good.
Right.
But then in the summertime when it stops raining and the lake is much less, but the water from under the ground sources keep on coming up. So then we ascertain, you have to assess the situation, then we ascertain that the rove of the water in this lake is May Mayonis, and it's only a miut from the rainwater.
So I have to assume that new water came in?
If you know that there are Mayonis below, that there is a source of water coming from under the bottom. You're talking about a different thing. You're talking about water that was there from Sheshes Mebreshes that's stagnant. I'm talking about a different case. I'm talking about a case where there are Mayonis on the bottom. And the Mayonis are giving water May Mayonis. But it's raining also. So sometimes you're going to have Raiv of the Meg Shamim. Sometimes you're going to have Raiv of the May Mayonis. And the Mishnah says, if Rabu Notvim Ala Zochlim, if the Raiv, 51% of all the water in this lake, is from the rainwater, then it's no good because it's zochlam, because a mikveh has to be eshbar, and it's rabu zochlam ala noitlam. If rove of the water in the lake is from the underground sources, then even though there's 49% of megushamim there, I say that it is good. It is matar bezoch. You're talking about a different case. We have deep, deep ocean water. Yeah. So the Ramban on the first daf in Baba Basra distinguishes. He says, let's say, when the fence falls down and the grapes are growing on this side and the grain is growing on the other side, that's a natural process that it keeps on growing a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more every day. So he said, you can't say Kama Kama Bottle. It's not finished growing yet. The same koyach that's built into the ground that the grapes grew on the first day is still causing it to grow the second day, the third day. It's all one hemshech, so you can't say Kama Kama Bottle. And if it's raining, so every drop of water first is bottled beroiv of the May Mayonis. But you can't say Kama Kama Bottle is bottled, and even afterwards, and you have so much rain, it's more Megshavim than you have May Mayonis. You can't say Kama Kama Bottle. It's all Bon Hepshech. When it rains, it's Ben HaShamayim that it's raining. But if a person is pouring treifas in, so he says it depends. If the person is standing there with a barrel, I'm pouring, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah like this, he's pouring Yayin Esach, Stam Yenam. By us, sometimes Stam Yenam is bottled B'shishim. In the days of the Gemara, real Yayin Esach is B'mashu, but by us, it's not really, strictly speaking, it's not really Yayin Esach, so it's only Stam Yenam, so it's a bottle B'shishim.
Is it
bottle B'shish if the wine mixes into water? Let's say Trefa wine mixes into kosher wine, then the din is at Yenichishin.
Okay.
mid the rabbanon you need shishim. And our Torah's bottle beroy because mid but mid the rabbanon you need shishim. So the Ramban distinguishes. He says if a person is standing there holding a barrel of stam yenam and pouring it into the kosher wine, isa the tocha heter, he says you would say kama bottle, because he could stop any second. He has bechira chavshus. He's holding the barrel. He can stop holding the barrel. So even though he's holding it like this and it keeps on flowing, that's not considered chad maisa. Like our Gemara, the guy's a difference between mavechetz and zorekhetz. Zorekhetz le mosi lahadure, so that's chad maisa. Mavechetz is not called chad maisa because mosi hadure can stop in the middle. So the fact that he continues to do it, that's a new maisa. Every second that he continues to hold it is a separate maisa. So then you can say kama bottle. But let's say he sets up a system, he tilts a barrel of wine in such a way, and he walks away, and the wine keeps on, the tray for wine keeps on flowing into the kosher wine. So that he's not touching it now. Then it's called chad maisa. That's like zorik chetz. So the Rabban makes such a distinction. Then the Pischei Tshuva, every day, he quotes a Chasam Sofer. He didn't have the Ramban on Bava Basra. He makes such a distinction also about kama bottle. And Hilchus kama bottle. So this Gemara is relevant. I was speaking the other day. There are people today, they feel that they have, like in medicine, this fellow's an expert on lungs, and he's an expert on the heart, and he's an expert on the legs. So the people who think in halacha, this person is an expert on medical ethics. There's a masichta medical ethics. Medical ethics is spread all over Shas. You have to know kalat harakula to know. You can't just learn those sugyas that talk about the medical shaylas. There are medical shaylas that you have to know kalat harakula in order to know all the angles of what the shaylas are. So here, you can't have, the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, in the middle of the Shia, let's say we're learning Eilun Aris. So somebody has the Kasha, somebody raises their hand and has the Kasha in Hilchus Sukkah. Has nothing to do with what we're learning. So the Tosefta says the fellow who asked the question has to apologize. Shalok inyan shalti. I apologize, hayesh shalai menuini. And then Rab Meir disagrees in the Tosefta. He says, nothing is shalai menuini, kol ha-tarakul inyan echad. Everything is interconnected. We don't paskin like Rab Meir, we paskin like the Chachamim, but the svar of Rab Meir is correct. Kol ha-tarakula inyan echad. The Gemara learns out dinim from a mikveh to a sukkah. The Gemara learns out all kinds of halachas from one to the other. You can't be an expert in one area without knowing everything. I gave the mashal. I remember when we were learning Yevamos many years ago, 40 years ago, I was learning Yevamos, and we learned the sugya of Patsuadaka Krushavcha. So we thought that we knew everything there was to know. The Pischei Tshuva quotes a tshuva from Chaim Volozhin, and so we read the tshuva, and we thought we knew everything, so we wanted to test ourselves. So he looked in the Igris Moshe, and he has a shaila about Hilchas Ptsuadaka, so we thought we knew what the psak should be. Then we see, look in Rav Moshe's tshuva, he starts with the Gemara in Bchoris, whether Chisorim or Mifnei Shmechson. We never heard of it. We never heard of the Gemara. It's in the middle of the Sugyas of Mumin. If a guy has it, the guy's missing a finger, he's a Balmum. What if he has a Chisorim or Mifnei? There's a chisaron inside that's not noticeable right now. So is that a balmum or not? So Moshe relates that to the sugya, to the topic that he's talking about, the Ptsuadaka. Even though you learned the whole sugya of Ptsuadaka with all the Rishonim and all the Achronim, but if you don't know the sugya in Pchoris, so if you don't know Kalot Arkula, you can't really say a svara here. They quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he told his children and he told his Talmidim they shouldn't dare to say a svara in learning before they cover all of Shas with Rashi. At least cover all of Shas with Rashi. Because you have to get, each discipline has its own self-contained system of logic. Biology has its own system, and chemistry has its own system, and halacha has its own system. You can't mix in. A lot of times common sense does play a role, a lot of times common sense does not play a role. You have to know when it does play a role, when it doesn't. You can't mix in one discipline with the other. I say here, that's an issue. If a person wants to Paskin and Shaila in one area of halacha, has to be familiar with Kol HaTorah Kula, because he thinks that he knows all the svaras that are neat and layam. It could be that this is svara from another Gemara, a style of thinking, a way to think. So this Gemara, the two versions, and the second version was Chad Maisa, and it's only called Chad Maisa if Zorak Chetz L'Masi L'Hadur, but if Mavachetz is Masi L'Hadur, it's called two Maisim. So the Ramban on the first half of Bava Basra thinks that that's relevant. Then again to the topic of kama bottle. on the opening Mishnah in the Masechta, we were busy reading one sentence. It's really one sentence, one paragraph till you get to Lamed Rav. So, but on the first Mishnah, there are two famous Taisvusin that should not be skipped. One is about Nisinim, and one is about Kusis. Who are the Nisinim? Nisinim are obviously Jewish people. You never pay oynes and mefata money to a non-Jew. Who says that? How do you know? Let's say a man is ma'anes and mefata a nochris. Is there a din that you have to pay tamishim shekel? So Tosfos quotes a Gemara in the first perek. Gemara in the first perek talks about converting a young child. So if you converted a girl before the age, the Mishnah has a girush and nizgar p'chusim in bashal v'shanim v'yamechod is a psula. If she was nizgar alachal shal v'shanim v'yamechod, so we're not so convinced that she's a psula, because the rachim are prutzim v'arayis, so maybe she's a behula. If it's a Jewish girl, you don't know one way or the other, so you assume she's b'cheskas psula. If she's a nachri, since the nachri mashtufei zima, so we, if she was nizgaira, yisera, mibazgim, l'shanim v'yamechod, we say that maybe she's not a psula, she's not b'cheska psula, and therefore she doesn't get onus and mefata money. So the Gemara talks about, let's say there was a giyorish and his guy of chusim in Baal Shal Shana V'yamechot, and it was, how can you convert the little infant? Don't you have to have kabbalas on mitzvahs? The gir has to say, I want to convert. So the Gemara says, based on the principle of zochen li'adam shalei b'fanav. So the Gemara discusses the possibility that if you convert a little infant when the child grows up, Chalk, and then he finds out that they did him a favor, they did him or her a favor, and they converted them. So whenever you do an act of Zachan Adam Shleib B'fanav, and the person is notified about it, if his instinctive reaction is, no thank you, I don't want it, so he can break the whole act of Zachan. That's, I want to give a gift to someone who's not here. So I give the gift to someone who is here, and he's kind on behalf of the one who's not here. Then tomorrow the guy comes who wasn't here today, and they tell him that we accepted a gift on your behalf. He said, he doesn't want to be indebted to Shechter. No, thank you. He doesn't want to be kind of the gift. So the Gemara says, if Tzovach metchil about Tzov, if he's upset right away, his instinctive reaction is he doesn't want it, so he breaks up the whole act of Zochen Le'odim Shlei B'fan. If the first he says, oh, that's very nice, thank you very much, then an hour later he changes his mind and says, I'd rather not, so then he was already kind of the matan. But if his instinctive reaction right away when he finds out is that I don't want it, then he breaks up the zochen. So the Gemara has such a discussion. So shayla how we paskin. If you had a ger katam at bil also al das bezin, you are megayir an infant based on the principle of zochen l'adam shleib b'fanav, and then the child becomes an adult and they understand that it's not so easy to lead a life of, it's not so difficult either to lead a life as an Orthodox Jew, but they'd rather lead a life like a non-Jew. Life is much easier. You can eat treifas, you can eat Mechal Shabbos, so you don't have so many restrictions. So if the child later on is moicha right away, when it calls man, the child is a cotton, so you don't ask, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But when he reaches close to bar mitzvah, so you have to ask him, do you really want to be Jewish or not? And if he says, I don't want it, then he undoes the whole zochen. So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha that the Mishnah talks about a geyorish and his chayra p'chusim in Baal Shal Lashon V'yamechod, that she's becheskas besula, because from the time that she was 3 years old, she was raised by Jewish people. So she is becheskas besula, so then she gets on his mefata money. So the Gemara is the kasha, why? But if he say, higdili yecholim limchas, when she reaches the age of 12, close to 12, she can undo the whole geiris. So you're going to pay her einus and mefata money at the age of 10, then another 2 years she's going to say, I don't want the whole religion, goodbye. And then, so we gave her einus and mefata money at the age of 10, and then she's going to later on overturn the whole geiris. It'll turn out she was never converted. So the Tosfos quotes that Gemara. You see from the Gemara Beferish, you don't give einus and mefata money to a nachris. So if you einus and mefata nachris, you don't give. So obviously the Mishnah says over here that if you boil a nesina or you boil a kusis, that there is onus and mefata money. So obviously the nesina and the kusis are Jewish people. Who are they? Who is the nesina? Who are the nesinim? So Rashi explains the nesinim is the term nesinim is based on a pasuk says vayitim Yehoshua lechot ve'etzim ulashoa v'mai. Rashi writes Yehoshua chapter 10. What does it say? That when Yehoshua ben Nun was about to conquer Eretz Yisrael, so one of the Zaynumis, this is Din Hachrim Tachrimi, one of the Zaynumis came to Yehoshua ben Nun. They understood he's going to kill him. So he came to Yehoshua ben Nun and they said, they made up a Baba Maisa. We live in Africa. We don't live in Eretz Yisrael. We live in Africa, and we're a different nationality, not one of the Zionumas. And we understand that you want to kill everybody, and we want to make peace with you. So he said, no, I don't want to kill everybody. I only want to kill the Zionumas. Are you from the Zionumas? They say, no, we're from Eretz Rechok, and we're not from the Zionumas. So Yehoshua ben Nun said, fine. He made a peace treaty with them, and he said, we're not going to start up with you. Then a day or two later, they find out that they were fooled, that they were from the Zionumas, and they're supposed to kill him. Hachrem tachrim him. So because Nishbo lahem Rashi Ho'eda, because the representatives of the Jewish community swore to them that they're not going to kill him, so they didn't want to make a chil Hashem. Shvuah is probably not binding because it was a Shvuah betoyes, because they were misled to believe that they're not from the Zionumas. If they would have realized from the Zionumas, they would never have agreed. But because they didn't want to make a chil Hashem, so they said they're not going to kill him, but because they had misled them, so the pasuk says, Yeshua ben Nun was Geza Abdus. They have to work for the Jewish people as wood choppers and as water carriers.
The Torah says that when you take a war with the cities, you have to ask them the Shalom first. So the Machlokes Rishonim whether that means even the Zionimos or it means Kevin Zionimos, you kill them all, and it means in Machlokes Rishonim. So how can those who say
it
means Zionumos deal with the
Nisina Gar? The good Kasha, I think Tysus and Megillah talks about that Kasha. Very good Kasha. Tysus in the first parak and Megillah has the two opinions, whether you have to be Shol B'Sholom. I think the Kollel Yom Rishon Institute is having a series of lectures on ethics of Mohammed. So somebody or another is going to talk about that topic. I'm speaking this Sunday, a different aspect, but others are going to talk about this time. So who are the Nesinim? So who are the Nesinim? The definition of Nesinim is Zainum Shenizgairu. Why are you not allowed to marry them? You're supposed to kill them. Hachrim Tachrim, you're supposed to kill them. But Lamai said we didn't kill them because Kinishbo Lahem Rosh Hehoedu. Because they promised and they were afraid to make a chil Hashem. So they didn't kill him. So Lamai said they did convert in the days of Yeshua, they converted. And they're keeping mitzvahs, they're Jewish. If we would have known, we would have not converted them, okay? But they're Jewish, they're keeping mitzvahs. So why are we not allowed to marry them? Why is it an Isha Ho Asura? Why is it a Chiddush? That Bo'al HaNisina is chayiv oynes and mefatamani. Why is it considered nisha shen eruya? So that's where Rashi and Tosfos quote, there's a pasuk, loises chatan bom. You're not allowed to intermarry with these Zion umas. So Tosfos refers you to the sugi in Yevamos, which daf, ayin vav, where the Gemara has a machloikis amoroim, how to read the pasuk, loises chatan bom. You're not allowed to intermarry with the Zion umas binochriyusam, but the Gerusim, after they convert, then it's mutter to marry them. They're Gerim, like anybody else. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris. But if you're not a Kohen, you're a Levi Aris, so you can marry a Gioris. What's the problem? And the Pasuk Lasis Chatan only refers to the Nochri Yusam. That's a little doichek, because ain't Kiddush and Tovsin between a Jew and a non-Jewish person. So how do you call it? How do you use the verb Lasis Chatein Bom? Chasnos means if you're marrying them. There's no tvisis kiddushim between a Jew and a goy. So that's a little doichek, but that's one opinion in the Gemara. Lesel chatmam goes benoch v'yusom. And lachashen is gairu, that's only an isa derabbanon. Who made that isa derabbanon? So the Gemara says, David gozer aleim. Why was David gozer aleim? What's the gather of the isa derabbanon? Because Yeshua ben Nun was gozer avdus, v'yitnam Yeshua l'choit v'yitzma l'shua v'imayim. So they have a din like an evet k'naini. So Nebuchadnezzar, there's an Issa Nisun. There's an Issa Nisun. Yeah, it's not exactly an Evet Kenayni. An Evet Kenayni is when he's Nizgayer in the first place. Evet Kenayni is only Chayv in Mitzvahs Ki'isha, even though he's a man. He's not Chayv in Tzitzis and Tfilin Suk and Lulav and Shofar, because Mitzvah says the Shazman Groma. So these Zainumas, originally they came to Yeshua ben Nun and made up the story. They're from South Africa. They're from Zimbabwe, whatever. So he said, okay. And they said they want to convert. He said, fine, they converted, they became Jewish. They're chayv in all the mitzvahs. Tzitzis and tefillin also. Then, when Yeshua ben Nun found out that they had fooled them, So Yishuv Nun gave him over the head. He said, we swore to you, so we're not going to make a chil Hashem, we're not going to kill you. You really fooled us. Then Vayitna Mishua, he was Gozer Avdus on them. So later on, David Gozer Alem, David said, we should treat them as if they were Eved Kanani. That's not an Eved Kanani. They're Gerim, they converted their Gerim, Gemurim, Nechayim, and all the mitzvahs. But we treat them as if they're Avodim. It's really like an Eved Ivri, but a real Eved Ivri goes out there after Sheish. And this is an Eved Ivri, they're Leoy Lamvoid. Yeshua ben Nun was Gozer Avdus Alem. So strictly speaking, Minator, it's not an Eved Kanani. There is an Isser, you're not allowed to live with an Eved Kanani. That's also a question. The Isser, a Jewish girl is not allowed to live with an Eved Kanani, and a Jewish boy is not allowed to live with a Shifra Kanani. Is that an Isser deraisa? Or is that an Isser derabbanan? We have a pasuk in Chumash. Lo yekadesh b'mneisav l'sei kadesh b'mneisisav. So uncle is translated, lo yekadesh, a Jewish man should not live with a Shifra Kanani, because ain't kiddush and topsins, that that'll be kodesh. Kodesh just means you're living a hefkeridika life. Well, you see, a kodesh, a Jew shouldn't live with an eved kenaini because there are no tefisas kiddush. So the Rambam writes that this iser not to live with a shivcha kenaini, so with an eved kenaini is only the rabbanon. It's not an iser deraisa. V'haraya that an eved ivri is muta b'shivcha kenaini. But then he says, but you shouldn't make light of this iser. Ayya davazek kalbi en echa. Shari uncle is hager, tirgim, because uncle is translated on the pasuk. He says, uncle is was magzim. He says, uncle is didn't write. It's not true. That's not what it means. Leah Kodesh lesi gadesh. The Gemara never says that Leah Kodesh goes on Evik Naini Shivkanai. Uncle says it. So the Rambam writes, that's Aliyah Dovazek Kalbi and Echa, because uncle is hager, tirgim, it goes on that. But it's only an asmachta the Rambam holds. And most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Gemara in the end of Temura seems to say beferish. That's a special exception to the rule. Eved Ivri is muta b'shivcha kneinis. That's how we know that the kinyan iser and an Eved Ivri. The Ramban has this in Kiddushin and after Zayin and all. Ramban writes in the Chidushim and the Avdim Eluim has in the end of the sefer. Avdim Eluim is a sefer on Ebenezer, like the Ktzayis HaChoshen is a sefer on Choshen Mishpat. So the Avdim Eluim is by the same author, except that he didn't finish writing the whole sefer during his lifetime. So his son-in-law put it together after he died. Son-in-law was a very learned person, but he was from the Maskilim. So that's why there are some Hasidim who will refuse to look in Avnei Miluim. Because the son-in-law was Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. He was known as Shir by the Rosh HaTemes. He was a character, okay, but he was a religious, learned fellow. And it's much weaker than the Ktzais. The Ktzais has quotes and he has what to say. Avnei Miluim, a lot of times he just quotes and he quotes and doesn't make any comment on it. Just quotes all the different opinions. Anyway, so in the end of the Avnei Miluim is like the Ktzais HaChoshen, if you can call that a commentary on Choshen Mishpat, that's the same type of commentary. It's not really a commentary. Nasa Matan on Ebenezer. Then at the end of the Avnei Miluim, he has Shailas HaTshuvas. They're not real Shailas that came up. He discusses, is there a Kinyan Issa and an Eved Kanani Eved Ivri? What? Someone asked him a Shaila Halacha L'Maisa of the Kinyan Issa. It's like Shagas Aryeh is not the Shadis Chuvas that people ask, when is the Sozman Kriyashma? Somebody asked him, when is the Sozman Kriyashma? Where the Kriyashma is there, I said, the Rabbanan. No one asked the Shaila. So the Avnei Miluim has at the end, he has Shadis Chuvas. So one of his essays is very famous. One of his essays, he quotes a different opinion about Kinyan Issa. That when you have an Eved Kanani, for sure there's a Kinyan Issa. Eved Kanani Shokoin is Echel Betruma. And Eved Kanani can't become a Mun on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odon. So that's called the Kinyan Isra. The Odon owns the Eved Kanani with respect to Isra the Heter. If the Odon is a Kohen, so the Eved Kanani can eat Truma, can even eat the Chaz of a Shoik of a Shlomit, says in the Mishnayis. Moramahem ki yaseh behem al Hashem lechel v'kayim l'shneim l'avneim l'avdeim. Eved Kanani, Eved Kohen is even lechel b'chaz of a Shoik of a Shlomit. That's a Chiddush, we don't know what the Pasuk is for that. That's it says in the Mishnah like that. The question is Eved Ivri. Is there a Kinyan Iser on an Eved Ivri? So the Ramban swears that there is. Ramban interprets the Gemara Kedushin Daf Tanayin that there is a Kinyan Iser even on an Eved Ivri. Even on Eved Ivri, Shokoyin is Ein Eichel Betruma. An Eved Ivri can become a Mun on a Korban Pesach on his own. He doesn't need authorization from the Adam. So the two dinim which we quote to indicate that Eved Kanani, there's a Kinyan Iser, don't apply to the Eved Ivri. But on the other hand, the Eved Ivri is muta b'shivcha kneinis. So the Ramban says, there you have it. Eved Ivri is muta b'shivcha kneinis. So it shows that there's a Kinyan Issa. that the fact that he belongs to me as an evidary affects a change in the Hilchus Issa V'Heter, not just in Didi Mamis as the word for me. There's a difference in Issa V'Heter that he's Mutta B'Shivcha K'nainis. And the Taisus disagrees. Taisus holds like the simple reading of the Gemara Yevamis that evidary there's no Kinyan Issa. I but he's Mutta B'Shivcha K'nainis. So Taisus says, no, there's a fundamental machlekes between Taisus and the Rabban. Evidiri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis, only if Rabba Mosolo shivcha k'nainis, because the Odom wants to have bloodus. What if the Evidiri on his own? So the Achranim point out, Shamel points out, it's a machlekes b'feirish, Taisus and the Rabban. Rabban says muta on his own b'shivcha k'nainis. The Rabban holds it as clearly a kinyan iser, and the Gemara seems to say like that. Evidiri muta b'shivcha k'nainis, a special heter. There's an Issa deraisa, the Gemara in Tmura is against the Rambam, the end of Tmura. The Rambam seems to say beferish that the Issa Shivcha K'nainis is only an Issa deRabbanan. He opens a Kalbi Anecha because Unkel and Sager put it into the Chumash. But he's saying that the Unkel has made a Guzma out of it. It's not really deraisa. And the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that it's an Issa deraisa. There's an exception to the rule by the Eved Ivri. So the Ramban holds the exception to the rule is that there is a Kenyan Issa. He's even mutter on his own b'shivcha k'nainis. And the Tosfos says, no, he's only mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. In the instance by Rabbi Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis, it's in the line of duty. The Yodon wants to have. If he gives him a shivcha k'nainis, he's 65 years old, he's not mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. Only if she's really lahailik, and if they're going to practice birth control, he's not mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. Only mutter b'shivcha k'nainis, if it's shaykh to have lotus, in the interest of the Yodon. He wants his Eved k'naini to be moilid for him. He wants David Ivri to make the lotus for him. So that's mutter to do. So over here, the Nesinim, they can't really be Abed Kahani. They converted initially. Yeshua ben Nun thought that they were not from the Zainum, so they converted straight and the Chayv and all the Tayyag Mitzvahs HaTorah. They're not really Abed Kahani. So Yeshua was Gozer Aleihem Avdus. It's at this. It's not Avdus like in Abed Ivri. There should be Yotze B'Sheish. It's not Bachru Bez and it's not Bachar Atzmo. He was Geyser, Hefke Bez Nefke. He was Geyser to have to serve as Avadim for the Jewish people. It's not really Eved K'nayni. And then David Gozer Aleihem, Rashi says, David was Geyser since they're Eved, like an Eved K'nayni, like, but it's not really. So Eved K'nayni, there's an Issa to marry it, an Issa Derais, an Issa Rabbanon. So he said there should be an Issa to marry the Nesinim. So Rashi's opinion, Rashi in several places in the Gemara, Rashi writes like that. The Nesinim is only an Issa de Rabbanan, because the true Pshat, the Emes of Pshat and the Pasuk, Lois Eschatim Bom goes Ben Ochri Yusam, and despite the fact that the Loshen Lois Eschatim, the choice of the verb is a difficult one, En Kiddushin Tovsim, but nonetheless, the Pshat and the Pasuk goes Ben Ochri Yusam, Lachash and Isgairu, the whole Issa is only the Rabbanan. The whole Issa Nesinim is only Rabbanan, but that's what it means. Zainum Shenizgar is called Nesinim. And Tosfos here in several other places, Tosfos takes issue with Rashi. They say it's not true. That the Issa, when you get to the Maskana Sagamar and Yevamos, Tosfos claims the real Maskana is not like Rashi said. Tosfos claims Rashi was only quoting the first opinion. Then when you go further in the Sugya, the Gemara backs out from that. And the Gemara assumes that Binach Riyusam is a different Issa. And Lois is chatein, the choice of that verb is a dead giveaway that you're talking about lachash and his gairu. Otherwise, how can you say sis chatein? There's no tvisis kiddush. So the zainum is in his gairu, then there's an isa deraisa of Lois is chatein bom. So those are the nesinim. According to Tosfos, the maskonos agemar and yevamos ha'invav was that zainum is in his gairu is an isa deraisa. According to Rashi claims the maskonos was that it's only an isa derabon. The Ramban has a style. He always looks through all the Rishonim, and he often comes up he's with a new pshat, putting together a little bit from this pshat, a little bit from that pshat. So the Ramban has a fantastic mahalach. This is fascinating. He says the Dor Rishon, Zainumish and his Gairu, he agrees with Tosfos. That's an Issa Deraisa. But the Nesinim have children. So their children, their mutter menatora to marry other Jewish people. That the psul transfers to the next generations. If one of the parents is a mamzer, both parents are mamzerim, so the next generation is also going to be mamzerim. Next generation is also going to be gam darasiri lo yavol hem bekal hashem. Mamzeris keeps on going on. But the Sinim, the Ramban holds that only the Darishan, only the one who converted himself, that's an Isa Loises Chatan Bam. And after they marry each other, let's say a Nasan marries an Asina, a man from the Zainumis marries a girl from the Zainumis, the Ban is Garat, then they have children. So it's clear from the Gemara, in the days of the Tanoim, you didn't have any Nesinim. They were descendants from the Nesinim in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. They didn't have anybody converted in the days of the Tanoim from the Zainumis. They were all lost already. There were no more Zainumis. So the Ramban says that din, that the psul of Nesinim is noig l'dur, is that part is only the Rabban. Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban, and I think he implies that the Rambam perhaps holds like that Ramban. He likes the Ramban.
What does the Ramban do with
the Psukkim? Psukkim
to say it's not just that.
You
can't marry their kids. So you can't marry their kids.
Uh huh. It means they all converted, the whole family converted.
And then what? I'm saying the kids are still seven of most, and their kids are still kids in seven of most.
If they were the initial person who used to be from the Zainumis who converts, that person you're not allowed to marry. But once that person has children, so the children you may marry. But the original, the Dorishan, would be an Issa
Deraisa. See, if the Pasuk applies to them, then why doesn't the next line of the Pasuk apply to their kids?
No, Bitcha Vitamina means if a whole family converted in days of Yeshua ben Nun. That complete families of Zainumas who converted, so that child originally bitcha l'sitavino, but the grandchild or the great grandchild, that would be mutter already. The children converted together with their parents,
right. So
they were all converts. They originally started off as Zainumas, then they converted. So
and
that's when you have the
children are also under the schatim bum. They're still bum because they're part of Zainumas.
Okay.
And their kids should be Pado and Vito of the
Zainumus. So Ramban holds that that's how you have to read the Pasuk. Bitcha l'sita l'na, bitcha l'sita l'venecha goes by Nizgayru hu banavima, the whole family converted. So bitcha is the same as bum, versus chatan bum. All those who converted are Nesinim. But their children are not considered Nesinim. That's how he interprets the Pasuk, yeah?
And I remember correctly the Ramban says on our da that Ramban holds that our Mishnah talking about a case of one of the Shiva
Umot
who actually just converted. So he holds that Armish is like an Isidore.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And also, it's clear that he's not like Rashi because the Ritva quotes his Shad and says, Delo Karashi Elakitoso.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand how the Bhagavad Gita could think, but the Rama holds like Rashi, like the Ramban. Not like the Ramban. Because the Rama holds that Armish is like an Isidore Rabban. He says, Basam Kevi Bibul Akulam.
It's not Shaykh ben Metzias. Bosachem Bilbul, so there are no Zainumis anymore. So you can't have in the days of Tanam, you can't have a Zainumish and his Gairu. And it's seen him probably. You tell me the Ramban says that the Mishnah is talking about Zainumish and his Gairu today. Okay. Maybe here and there you have, but in general, we assume that Bosachem Bilbul is covered by the time of the Tanaim. Sanchev had already come. And Bim of Albal, everything. So that's the topic of Nesinim. Famous topic, it appears several times in Shas, comes up in the first Mishnah in Elohein Aloikin, in the third Perik in Makkos. What's the status of the Nesinim? How do you read the Pasuk versus Chatan Bom? Yeah, whether the Nesinim are an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabbana, fine. Then there's another topic that's discussed here. What's with the Kusim? Who are the Kusim? The Kusim are the people who came from the city Kusa. So what's unique about them? So they were of the Avodah and they were transported, one of the kings transported all the citizens of the city Kusa to a location in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, Karplank in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim that the lions were attacking them. And normally there are no lions roaming around in the streets in Eretz Yisrael. So they took it as a simim in HaShemayim that the God of the Jewish people is out to get them. What does he have against them? What do they do? Because they're not converting to Judaism. So they decided they're going to convert. So they converted, but they didn't accept any mitzvahs. There was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So a conversion without any Kabbalah on mitzvahs, that's called Geri Arayis. They only converted because they're being attacked by the lions. But they were never in the Kabbalah on mitzvahs. The Pasuk says in Malachim, it's Elohim how you owed him. They still worshipped Avodah Zarah after they converted. So that Geris was for sure not valid at all. That's the expression that we say, the Kusim were Geri Arayis. They only converted because the lions were attacking them, and there never was any acceptance of mitzvahs, so that geris is not valid. There's a Gemara in the end of the second parak in Yevamos, I think on the Abchav Dalid, where the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, whether geri arayis is a valid geris or not. And the Gemara says, we paskan la'alacha kulam gerin gemurim heim, that if a goy converts because he's being attacked by lions, the geris is valid. One tana is of the, there's a machlokes. Many tanoim were of the opinion the only time the geris is valid if the ger was religiously motivated to convert. What if he's motivated to convert because he falls in love with a Jewish girl? If not for the fact that he fell in love with this good-looking girl, he would never have converted. Or he converts whatever for because he's going to make money. He converts because the lions are attacking him. He wasn't religiously motivated. So there was an opinion in the days of the Tanaim that the motivation has to be pure. If you don't have a religious motivation to convert, the whole geris is not valid. So the Gemara says we don't paskin like that. We paskin geri arayis, even though it motivated him to convert was the attack of the lions, but the geris is a valid geris. So the motivation is irrelevant. Absolutely lo malav lo moirid. So some paskin explain, Minchas Haluza has this, and Minkacha and his chivas has this. Now Soleitchik thought that this was the pshat. He never heard of the Minchas Haluza, but he said on his own like this, there's a Rambam. There's a problematic Rambam. Where do you find all the dinim of geris in the Rambam? In Hilchas Isuri Biya. When the Rambam says you're not allowed to live with a non-Jewish spouse, so the Rambam says unless she can, unless they convert, and then he goes to all the dinim of geris. So the Rambam says that it's not proper to accept the gerim. Lo bimei David ve lo bimei Shlomo. Days of David HaMelech, the Jews were winning all the wars. In days of Shlomo HaMelech, the Jews were so rich, and everybody respected the Jews. So of course, kolami hearts misyadim, like it says in the Megillah. All the goyim wanted to convert, to jump on the bandwagon. And lo si lovei mos ha-mashiach. Mara says, it's not right to be mekal b'gerim mos ha-mashiach, when the Jews will be so respected, and the goyim are only going to convert in order to have share in that covet, and that wealth, and whatever. So that's not the religiously motivated. L'chatchila, a proper bezin shouldn't accept such gear. What if the yevet, a bezin shel hadyoitas? Rambam assumes a real bona fide bezin would never accept such a gear. So what if there's a bezin shel hadyoitas? You have three rabbis get together and they convert a non-Jew who fell in love with a Jewish person. So the motivation was not religious. So the Rambam says the gearis. So the Rambam writes, Vodke Macharov, we wait to see how it's going to turn out. What do you mean, you wait to see how it's going to turn out? What does that mean? Is he Jewish, is he not Jewish? It's unclear what the Rambam means. What are you going to see? So Rav Soloveitchik thought the Pasha Pshat, this is what the Minchas Haluza writes. He thought the Pasha Pshat and the Rambam was like this. If the ger says he fell in love with this Jewish girl and wants to convert, so the bezin asks him, are you going to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha? You just want to marry the girl. He says, no. He says, he's going to keep everything. So the ger is valid. And you don't have to be Bodke Machra for that. We assume the ger is a valid way Mesadik Yedushin. It's not right. L'chatchila, it's not right for a bezin to convert such a person, but a bezin shel hayotas will convert him. But then the Rambam discusses there's a mitzvah of a haptamas hager. If the fellow is a ger tzedek, let's say this ger, the only reason why he converted was because he wants to marry a Jewish girl. So I have to bend over backwards to kiss him and to hug him and to give him a special tayus, a haptamas hager. I have to go out of my way. Why? He's just using the Jewish people. He just converted in order to get ahead in life. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik thought, like the Minchas Haluza writes, the mitzvah of haftamas hager only applies if he was religiously motivated to convert. The shita that we paskal like kulam gerim heim, there was one shita in the days of the Tanaim, if the motivation to convert was not religious, the whole geris is not valid. So we don't paskal like that. We paskal the geris is valid, but we assume he's not called a ger tzedek, he's a ger. Ger tzedek is a title we give to a person who is religiously motivated to convert. Now you have a lot of people go on birthright, then they find out that they're not Jewish in the first place, and they fall in love with Israel, and they fall in love with the Jewish nation, they fall in love with the Jewish people, they fall in love with Jewish religion, and then the mamish religiously, they don't have anybody in mind, They see the way the Jewish people are so wonderful and how wonderful the Jewish religion is, and then they're religiously motivated to convert. So if you have this fellow who converted and you're not sure, but he's mekabel all mitzvahs, he's going to keep the mitzvahs maybe a little bit begrudgingly because he wants to marry this good-looking girl, this nice girl from the next-door neighbor. He wanted to marry her, so his motivation was not religious, but he said he's going to keep all the mitzvahs. If it turns out later that he comes to Minyan every morning to his Slavos and joins the Daf Yomi Shir and he does everything wonderful, even though his motivation was not so gewaldic, but later on he becomes very motivated, then the Rambam says, then it'll turn out we'll treat him also as a Ger Tzedek. We'll treat him also as a Ger Tzedek, as if his motivation had been religious from the very outset, and we'll have the special mitzvah b'haftam as a Ger. And if it just turns out, he's like the Shvacha people in the community. He comes to Shul on Shabbos, he probably davens three times a day, sometimes he misses a mincha here and there, sometimes he doesn't like tefillin. Many Jews, unfortunately, don't always like tefillin, they don't always daven mincha. He keeps the mitzvahs, more or less, so then, but you don't see that he has a spark of excitement, so then the Rambam says, it'll turn out he's a ger, but you don't consider him a ger tzedek. You won't have the mitzvah of a haftamah ger. So again, even though we pass on la'alocha, even though the one is not religiously motivated, the ger is valid, but the religious motivation is relevant. He has, such a person has a special status, he's called a ger tzedek. So the Tosis is bothered with astira. Tosis in Yevam is Daf Chav Dalet, and Tosis in Sukkah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, the bottom Tosis has the same kasha. When we want to talk about the Kusim, and we say that the Goyim Gemurim, we call them Geri Arayis. They only converted because of the lines. One who converted because of the lines is not Jewish. Here the Gemara says, in Yevam, is the end of the second Perek, that whoever converts because of the lines, Geri Arayis, Geri Gemurim, the Geris is valid. Isn't it a contradiction whether Geri Arayis is Jewish or not Jewish? So Tosfos says the terminology Geri Arayis has two different meanings. If what motivated him to convert, if what motivated him to convert was the fear of the lions, but then because of the fear of the lions, he says, okay, I don't want the lions to eat me up, so I better keep Shabbos and Kashas, and he commits himself to keep everything, and he keeps everything, even if he keeps it only begrudgingly, he's not so into it, but he was mekabel on himself the mitzvahs, and he observes, more or less, he observes the mitzvahs. So that's what the Gemara said, but b'dieved the geiris is valid. When the Gemara says, the kusim ageiri arayis, and therefore the Goyim Gemurim means, like the Kusim, the original conversion that the Kusim did as described in the Tanakh was meaningless, it was worthless, it was zero, they were never mekabel on mitzvahs, I said, lehem hayu ovdim, they still continue to worship Avodah Zarah. So if it's a Geri Arayis in the sense that it's a Geris, Shaloi Kahalocha, Gira Kahalocha means kabbalos on mitzvahs, Gira Shaloi Kahalocha means no kabbalos on mitzvahs, the Ger didn't accept the mitzvahs, so then it's not a conversion, that's ridiculous. The Gemara talks in Masechah Shabbos, in the seventh parak of Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara talks about a Gerush and his guy Ben Humas, and he never knew that Avodah Zarah is awesome. So where was the Kabbalah's on mitzvah? So they told him about Shabbos, told him about Purim, Purim is a happy holiday, told him about Chanukah, Hamantash, they told him happy things. They didn't tell him about Avodah Zarah. He was so into Avodah Zarah. He said, okay. So he didn't know. Then when he finds out about Avodah Zarah, he's going to observe that too. He commits himself to observe what he knows. And he says he commits himself to observe whatever he'll find out in the future. That's when the Beis Din sees to it that he has a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So they always spell that out. Do you commit yourself to keep Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha? Do you commit yourself to observe all the dinim that you'll find out in the future? He doesn't know about Shiloh HaKan, he doesn't know about all the dinim, he doesn't know. We didn't teach him Kala Torah Kula. So the Ger always says he commits himself, he obligates himself to keep whatever new mitzvahs he'll find out about later, dinim deraisa, dinim derabanan, and so on. So that's what Tosfos said. Those are the two different Geri Arayis. So what's the story with the Kusim? So Tosfos explains, the original conversion of the Kusim was meaningless. As described in Melachim, that was Geri Arayis in the worst form. They only were afraid of the lions, and they just converted in name only. They want to be Jewish, but there never was any Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So that's l'chol ha'deis. Geris without a Kabbalah on mitzvahs is not valid. But the But later on, that was the original kusim in the days of the Tanakh. In the days of the Tanoim, the kusim were keeping Torah Shebechsav, and they weren't keeping Torah Shebalpeh. So the Tanoim were trying to figure out, where did this come from? In the days of the Tanakh, they didn't keep anything. They worshipped Avodah Zarah. So how come, overall, what changed over the years? So there was a historical machlokes that the Tanoim had. Should we assume they're Geri Yemes? So Tosfos says what it means is, Shuv Nizgaru B'Lev Shalem. As the years went on, they realized what kind of they became. Gerim, and there's no Kabbalahs on mitzvahs. Geris means Kabbalahs on mitzvahs. So Shuv Nizgar B'Lev Shalem, and the Kusim are Yisraelim. Geri Emesen. Or should I say no? They just picked it up by osmosis. The Jews were shaking a lulav, and the Jews were eating matzah, and the Jews were keeping Shabbos. So they picked up a little bit. There are a lot of non-Jews in Eretz Yisrael who keep some of the mitzvahs. Because they're brought up like that. Everybody's shaking a lulav, so they shake a lulav also. Everybody keeps Shabbos, they eat chomot, they eat kugel, so they also eat kugel. So that was machlokes in the days of the Tanoim. How are we supposed to understand historically the situation of the kusim? The original conversion that they did in the days of Tanakh was not valid. There was a lack of kabbalas on mitzvahs, but we see lemaisa, they observe the dinim deraisa, the Torah shebichsav, the Torah shebalpeh, and the dinim derabanan. They're not observing. So is it because they were shuv nizgar b'lev shalom? So the kusim are geri emesein. By now they're geri emesein. Or should we assume no? They just picked up by osmosis and they're going gemurim. The geri arai. So the gemara came to. So that was in the days of the Tanoim. That was a big dispute. That's what the Tosfos talks about alakusis, and we assume la halacha that the kusim are geri emesein. But then there was a further stage. The first stage was the Geris described in the Tanakh. That was meaningless. That was Geri Arayis in the worst form. And then we assumed Shuv Nizgar B'Lev Sholem, and they observed all of it. They were accepted all the mitzvahs. And then the Gemara says, in the days of Rab Meir asked his students to snoop around to see what's doing by the kusim. So the different groups of kusim. Just like today, there are different groups of karoim. There were karoim for Europe, Asia, and Africa, and each group had different shtick. They had certain things in common. None of them have kedusha kesef, but each group had its own shtick. So now the rabbanut has to deal with all of these karoim and eretz. All the different kinds of karoim. So there are different groups of kusim. Each group had their own shtick. So one Rav Meir's students investigated by one group of kusim. They followed them on hagrizim. And they saw that they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. They were worshipping Demus Yainam and Hagrizim. So Rameya said, Rameya Chayish Lemiyuta. Rameya is the one who thinks that you don't always follow Raif. You should be Choshish for the Miyut. It's a discussion. It tells us, Rameya Chayish Lemiyuta is at a Dinda. Raif is at a Dinda Rabbanah. Mistabed that it's only a Dinda Rabbanah. The Chumash it says, Acharam Lahatas. The Tosfos has two opinions. And they know them more to say that Rameya Chayish Lemiyuta is only a Chumra Midi Rabbanah. So Meir Lishitosa held, I see that there's one group of kusim who are rabbi the Avodah Zarah. So he's choshesh lemiyut. So he says he's going to declare. The Gemara has a lashon lazazim isham. He didn't budge from the spot. At shasaom ka'akum gurim l'chol derem. Till Rav Meir declared that all of the kusim, not only that group from Hagrizim, even the other groups, he doesn't know anything about them. They have to be choshesh lemiyuta. They're always strange. All of the groups are not following all the dinim. All the groups are not following dinim. The rabbanan are not following Torah Shabbat Peh. But that doesn't make you a goy. That doesn't make, even if you convert to another religion. We assume that a Yisrael mumer is still a Yisrael who becomes a mishumer is still Jewish. That's what the Gemara says. Chota Yisrael. When they waged the war in Ai, the first city that they fought in Eretz Yisrael days of Yishuv Benon was Yericho. So they conquered Yericho with flying colors. And then when they waged the war in Ai, so Yishuv Benon thought that everything was going to be Menisim and Eflos, so they lost a lot of people. They didn't win the war. So Yishuv Benon asked the Rebbeinu Shlom, what's going on? So Rebbeinu Shlom says, Chote Yisrael. So the Gemara comments in Sanhedrin, Chote Yisrael, if they're sinning, so they're not Jewish. The Gemara says, no, you see, Afal Pishachata, Israel, even though the Jew is a sinner, he's still considered Jewish. What if the Jew converts to Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says, a mumer, a ger, shenizgar b'chazel l'suro, a goy converted, and then he doesn't like the Jewish religion, he goes back to Christianity, goes back to his original religion. So the Gemara says, even a ger, The sugya in Yevamos, the Gemara says, even a gersha chazer l'surah, he returns back to his original kiddushin. He's a Yisrael mumer, he's still Jewish, and if he's mekadosh and isha, he's mekadosh. So in that Gemara, there's a famous machlokes. Many goyim are of the opinion that if he's mekadosh and isha, she's mekadosh, it's only mid the rabbanim. Once a Jew, any Jew, converts to another religion, he's not Jewish. We assume once a Jew, always a Jew, that's only a chumra midirabban. That's what the Goyim held. It's only a chumra midirabban. The Ikar Adin, a Jew converts, is not Jewish. And most of the Rishonim never accepted that. Most of the Poskim held, Chati Yisrael means even if he converts to another religion, he's still considered Jewish. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he says, even the Shitas HaGoyim, that a Jew who converts to another religion loses his Kedushas Yisrael min HaTorah, that's only if he officially converts to another religion. Well, let's say you have Jews in America unaffiliated. They don't go to shul, they don't keep Shabbos kasher, they keep absolutely nothing. They keep nothing. So he says, Mumel l'chala tarakula. They don't keep anything. They know there are Jews. They know some Jews are observing kashras, they know Shabbos, they know all kinds of things going on. They keep nothing. So then you have a din, he's a dina ka'akum. So the Chasam Sofer says Dina Kakim, but the Goyim are not going to say that he's Mamish a Goy. He doesn't forfeit his Kedushas Yisrael. They only said their Shita if he officially converts to another religion. That's a question. Does that make sense? The Halacha recognizes converting to another religion as a special status. The Goyim claim like that. Yeah, we don't hold like the Goyim, so we can't think in those terms. We're talking within the Goyim who say that if a Jew converts to another religion, he loses the Kedushas Yisrael min HaTorah. And if he wants to, there's a Avos de Rabnosan that's quoted in Yeridei and Hilchas Ger. Avos de Rabnosan says, if a Jew converted to another religion, then he wants to do tshuva, wants to be chozer b'tshuva, so he has to go to mikveh to be megayer, and then the tazatzan has to have atofes dam bris. He has to have milu and tvilu all over again. So that's a big machlokes. How do you deal with that din? So the goyim say, yeah, that's the din men haTorah. Once he converted to another religion, he's no longer Jewish. And if he wants to become Jewish again, he has to be megayer men haTorah. And most poskim assume that that's only midirabbanim. So chumer midirabbanim. And it's even a chiddush. He goes so far that he even needs atofes dam bris. To cause yourself to bleed is an isa deraisa. Also, l'adam lachbol b'yatzmo. So they made a chumim in the rabbanim has to even do atavos dam bris. That doesn't say in Yerideya. That doesn't say in Avos de Rabnosan. I think the Taz adds that on. But the poskim assume like that. The Jew who converted to another religion wants to be chozer b'tshuva. Not only needs geiris of tefillah b'mikveh and kabbalas on mitzvahs, he needs atavos dam bris also. Yeah.
The famous case with the Srinivash and Ruchaya Moser, with the person that was the Yivam Shaila, that wasn't by a case of someone who officially converted to another religion, right? They wanted to treat the brother like a guy because he was an atheist.
There were two brothers. A man in Germany died and had two surviving brothers. One brother lived in Berlin. He converted to Christianity in order to get ahead in life. And the other brother became an atheist. He was a communist. So the Srinivash wrote, in Shulchan Aruch it says, "B'choshish for the Shita Sagoyim." There are two surviving brothers, and one converted out of the Jewish religion. So he's not Jewish anymore. So you can't have him do the chalitza. You have to have the other one, even though the other one is an atheist, doesn't keep anything. But officially, he didn't convert to any other religion. So the din requires that the atheist, the communist, has to do the chalitza. So the communist, there wouldn't be a chance. That they knew he was such a farbissin atheist. Wasn't Shach to expect him to do chalitza. The brother who lived in Berlin, he was a nice guy. They thought he would agree to do chalitza. The only shot was, but he converted to Christianity. Would that be acceptable? So the Srinivash thought that we're machma choshish for the Shitas HaGoyim, that whoever converts to the other religion, we say l'chumra like that. Whoever converts is not Jewish anymore. So the only surviving brother who can do the chalitza is the communist. We know for sure he won't want to do it. And then the Ragachava thought that the whole thing was a joke. He said, what are you talking about? We don't paskin like the Goyim. What are you machma for? The Ramos says you machma for the Goyim. So the Ragachava used to ignore Shulchan Aruch. He was an original thinker. He used to ignore Shulchan Aruch. So he got upset. He got upset when they told him about this Srinivash's psak, that only the communist has to do the chalitza. So he said, what did the guy dig up achrayim for nunta deret? He dug up Achrayim in order to be Ma'agan, a woman. So this Srinivash says, what did I dig up? I quoted a Ramon, I quoted a Chasam Sofer. The Ramon says, B'choshish v'dushit tzagonim. Then he quoted the Chasam Sofer, writes that the Gaon only said that if he converted to another religion. If he didn't convert, just he doesn't keep anything as an atheist, so the Shita Sagana doesn't apply. So that's it. The Ragat Shava didn't think too highly of the Chasam Sofer. There used to be a balabos here in the neighborhood. So his father had learned, his father was a Litvak, and they lived in Lithuania, and then for business, his father used to travel to South Africa for business from Europe. And then they were, the whole family was traveling for business, and the First World War broke out, so they got stuck in Berlin. But it wasn't a Yekka. It wasn't a Yekka. So then, it was a Litva. So every so often, the Ragat Shava had to come to Germany, more than once. He came to Germany a few times for medical treatment, because they had better doctors there. He lived in Latvia. They didn't have such good doctors. So all the rabbanim, they all used to come to Germany for medical treatment. So once when the Ragat Shava was there in the hospital for medical treatment, so this guy's father, Mr. Kut, if you remember, a big, heavy guy. So Mr. Kut, as a little child, went with his father to visit the Ragat Shava in the hospital. So he was gone, so he saw he was a genius. So the father told the Ragat Shava that the little boy is going to soon be bar mitzvah. So the Ragat Shava asked him, what are you going to say? What pshat are you going to say? So he started to tell him what he's going to say. So the Ragat Shava chaptois, and he told him, he's probably going to say X, Y, Z. So he said, how does this guy know what I'm going to say? He's a super genius. So he wanted to say, he asked him, that was on whatever, on Sunday. The father didn't go to work. The father took him to the hospital. Then the kid, little kid, before bar mitzvah, asked the Ragat Shava, can I come and visit you tomorrow? So he said, please, I have nobody here. I'm all by myself. I'm going out of my mind. You'll do a big mitzvah if you come and visit me. So as a child, he heard that the Ragat Shava is mevatel everybody. He didn't hold too highly of any Talmid Chacham. So he wanted to hear it with his own ears. So when he came the next day, so he started to ask him, started to speak, and then he said, well, what do you say about the Chafetz Chaim? He says, a nice religious tzaddik. Shai. What do you say about the Chasam Sofer? A nice Hungarian rabbi. Shai. He didn't think too highly of anybody. Then he heard that the Ragat Shava lived in the same city with the Yerushalmeach. They both lived in Dvinsk. So he said, what do you say about Rameya Simcha? So he said, this Balabas told me, if anybody tells you that the Ragat Shava was Mevat the Rameya Simcha, tell him it's not true. I heard with my own ears. So he says, when I said, what do you say about Rameya Simcha from Dvinsk? So the Ragat Shava stood up out of respect for the Yerushalmeach, who wasn't there in the room. Just a little kid mentions his name. So he stood up. Then he mentioned his name later. He stood up again. Every time the good little kid mentioned it, he said, he knows how to learn. He knows how to learn. So that's it. He didn't think highly of the Chasam Sofer. So that's what he meant. What you dig up achreinim for nunta deret, insignificant achreinim, he meant the Ramas Chumrat, bad enough. That were choshes for the Shitas HaGoinim. But to throw in noch the Chasam Sofer, that the Goinim only said, hey, Madasa loses Kedushas Yisrael only if he officially converts to another religion. But if he didn't officially convert, then none. I think they found there's such a Meiri in Avodah Zarah. Schreiber from the seminary was a descendant from the Chasam Sofer, Avram Sofer. He printed a lot of Meiri with his footnotes on the bottom. So I think on the Meiri in Avodah Zarah that he put out, so he writes, the Meiri says like my Elta Zeta, like the Chasam Sofer. That the only time the Shita Sagaidim applies if they converted officially to another religion.
But here, like, it wouldn't help. See, the probably did convert. So even if you don't have the time, like
Bukulama, no, they thought over here. No, they thought the communist is a bitter guy. He's not gonna. He doesn't hold. He's an atheist. They thought the one converted. He's a nice guy. So he'll agree to do the chalitza. So this video says you can't. The only one who can do the chalitza is the atheist. Because the chumer sagaynim, the Ramah says we're machma for the gaynim. So the brother who converted, according to the gaynim, he's not Jewish anymore. So there's only one brotherhood to talk about. The communists, and the communists is so far distant, there's nothing to do. So the Ragat Shava said, that's ridiculous. If you all like the Goyim, they're both on the same level. They're both Mishamadim. Even though the communist brother didn't convert officially, so what? He doesn't keep anything. So it's also Dina Kakum.
And then she's not.
And if you don't all like the Goyim,
she wouldn't be in the good anymore if they're both like Mishamadim.
If you hold like the Goyim, so she doesn't need any Chalitza at all. There are no Jewish surviving brothers. But we're only choshesh for the Goyim Lachumra. But we're not makel like the Goyim. That's why Chacham Avadya on a few occasions was makel based on the Shitas HaGoyim alone. So that's generally not accepted. We're choshesh for the Shitas HaGoyim, but we don't paskin lahokel like the Shitas HaGoyim, that a Jew converts to another religion, they're not Jewish. He sent me an email Mordechai sent me an email that Rav Al-Yashiv was once Chacham Avadya said he'll only be Mekel if some of the Gedolim will agree with him. So Chacham Avadya's son sent an email that once Rav Al-Yashiv agreed. I can almost swear on a Sefer Torah he agreed. There must have been other consideration. I can't believe he would agree just based on the Shitas HaGanim alone. Chacham Avadya writes he's prepared to be Mekel based on the Shitas HaGanim alone. And the others probably had other tzadim lahakim, but I don't think based on that.
So would that be the bin also a tinek
nishba? Even if it was
like against the rules of Kanim, we still view them as being that if they were converted, that they lose their Jew.
Again, what happened?
Make a difference if they did it willingly, or even if
they were a tinek nishba? Who, if the children were converted to Avodah Zarah? That is a big machlekes. The Balei HaTesis had a machlekes. Look in the Mordechai and Sanhedrin. There's a machlekes hatanaim in a tosefta by Yerani Dachas. That you kill all of the people who worship Tavad Azara. What about the children before Bar Mitzvah who worship Tavad Azara? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So the Mordechai quotes a machlokes harishayim. What would be the din today if the parents converted and they, because of the Crusades, in the days of the Baal HaTos, a lot of people gave up their lives and a lot of people converted to save their lives. Tosa talks about a couple that the husband converted and the wife wanted to get, so that now he took out a new name. So now his name is Jesus. So you write the name Jesus in the get, he write his original name. So Tosfos says, Chas v'shalom, to write the Christian name in the get, you write the original name. So the Rishonim, Tosfos in the Gemara, talks about the Jews who converted because of the Crusades, and some of them gave up their lives. So the Mordechai has this, Machlokes and Sanhedrin. What about children who are converted by their parents? Do you treat them also as goyim because of this, let's say, a mumer, dina ka'akum? But they themselves didn't convert. Let's say later on when they grow up and they realize what happened, so they want to be Jewish. So would we insist that we have to be megar them again with a dina and a mikveh, with hatovas dam bris also? They say, no, they never chose to convert. Their parents converted them. So the Mordechai Sanhedrin quotes a machlokes harishonim, Balei HaTosis, about that. Should we learn out from Eirani Dachas? In Eirani Dachas, there's a machlokes hatanoim in the Tosefta, whether you put the little children to death also, because their parents got them to worship Avodah Zarah. Shailin din, shailin halacha.
For Eirani Dachas, every person has to worship Avodah Zarah. Let's say Rubo worship Avodah Zarah, so what do you do to people who didn't?
People who didn't, you burn down their homes and you destroy all their property. You have to take the clothes off their back. Someone else should donate some clothing to them. But the clothing that...
Huh? They don't get killed, though.
They don't get killed, no. But you burn their houses down. Nichsei tzadikim shebetoicha, you have to destroy all the property that belongs to the tzadikim. They're not such big tzadikim. If they live in a city, but they're called tzadikim because they didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Or you didn't give Masra. I don't know. He didn't get Masra, so they called Tzadikim. So let's go again. What's the story with the Kusas? So in the days of the Tach, the first stage was that the Kusim converted only Lefonim superficially. There was zero Kabbalah on Mitzvah. So Taisa said, that's L'chol HaDeis. Geri HaRois like that, that's Goyim Gemurim, there's no Kabbalah on Mitzvah. This is a new shtick now that in Eretz Yisrael, some professors said that this concept that a ger, shenizgar, has to have kabbalas on mitzvahs was invented by Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish, by the Beis Yitzchok, that's the name of Shal Shuvah's Beis Yitzchok, in the 1850s. 1850s? What the Gemara says. Geri Arai, he says, goy gomer, if there's no kabbalas on mitzvahs, he wants to be Jewish, but he doesn't accept any mitzvahs. So that's a goy gomer, there's no question about it. There's a problematic Rambam that's quoted by the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says, if lo hodiyuhu ha-mitzvahs, if they didn't notify him about the mitzvahs, so but yevet, it's not miyakev. So what do you mean there was no kabbalas on mitzvahs? The Ramash has a very brief tshuva, one paragraph, where he quotes his father, Rab David Feinstein, who was also a big Talmud Chacham, and Rab Chaim Meiser has a tshuva where he quotes many poskim. Rab Soloveitchik said the same thing. They all say the same thing. When the Rambam says the Kabbalah on mitzvahs is not me'aka, means the dramatic Kabbalah on mitzvahs, that the ger or the georis is standing in the mikveh water up to their neck, and then the Bezdin has one of the rabbanim of the Bezdin says, do you reject the Trinity? Do you accept the unity of God? Do you accept Dinan Deraisa? Do you accept Dinan Derabanan? Do you promise to observe Kashrut? Do you promise to observe Taras HaMishpacha? So the whole dramatic Kabbalah on mitzvahs, half a minute before the ger is about to be toivel in the mikveh, the drama is not miyake. But you have to know that he's mekabel on mitzvahs. It doesn't have to be at the moment that he's in the mikveh. Lechatchila, you do it when he's in the mikveh up to his head in the water. And the b'riyevet, if you didn't do it with the drama, it's still good. But if you didn't have kabbalas on mitzvahs, it's a dover posh, it is a goy goma.
Isn't there an easier pshat in the Rambam that he accepts the mitzvahs, you just don't tell him what they are? Meaning, it's like the guy who never knew there was a concept of Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
You didn't tell him that
they're always supposed to be. Okay. But it's clear from the Gemara, the simple pshat in the Gemara, that you need Kabbalah on mitzvah. No Kabbalah on mitzvah. That's Ger Arayis in the worst way that the Ger is not Chal. If you only convert because you don't want to be devoured by the lions, you want to be considered Jewish, but you didn't plan to observe any mitzvah, so that's not called Ger. That's the definition of Geras. That's the ABC definition of Geras. Means he commits himself to observe mitzvahs. So the first stage with the Kusim was there was no Kabbalah on mitzvah for sure. Ger Arayis, they were going. In the days of the Tanaim, they were observing some of the mitzvahs, yes, some of the mitzvahs, no. The Din of the Rabban and Torah Shabbat Peh, they were not observing. They were observing. Some they did, some they didn't. So there was a Machlokes HaTanaim, how to interpret that. Should we assume Shuv Nizgari B'Leib Sholem, that the Geri Emes, that's what we assume, Geri Emma, so should we assume? No, they never converted. The original conversion was zero, and they never converted, just they picked up by osmosis, and they're still going to work. So we assume la locha that they're shuv nizgari b'lev shalom. And then the third stage in the saga was that in the days of Rav, he sent some of the students to snoop around what's doing by the Kusim. So they went to the group who were on Har Grizim, and they saw they were worshipping the Musyayna. So Rav Meir, the Gemara said, Rav Meir l'shitas, Rav Meir chayish l'miyuta. So he was going on all of the Kusim. They have the din of ka'akum loizazim isham ashasam ka'akum gemurim l'chol divrayim, and that's a machlekes harishonim. What does that mean? Ka'akum gemurim only lahachmir. That Israel who's a mumer l'avod zara is din of ka'akum. So if a Jew who worships avod zara every so often, so he's din of ka'akum. So therefore, what if he shechts a behemah? It's not kosher. But you can't sell a chametz to him. You can't use him as your Shabbos guy. He's basically Jewish. You're not allowed to, if I'm a barber, I'm not allowed to shave off his face with a razor. He's Jewish. He's not a guy. So do you say, Lozazam Hashem Hashasom Ka'akum Gemurim? He declared all of the groups of the Kusim, even though he only ascertained about this group and Hagrizim, Rameh Chayish Lemiyuta, he declared all of the groups of the Kusim, Uchom Makam Shehein, we should treat them all Ka'akum Gemurim like Yisrael Mumer. It's all mumas dina ka'akum l'chumer, not l'kula. So let's say if a kusi will die, and a Jew who's dead is matame b'maga b'masa ba'ohal, and a non-Jew who dies, there's a machlokes satanaim, and the Rambam paskens that may say akum anat matame ba'ohal. We machmer in the Shulchan Aruch for the opinion of Balei HaTosis. Tosis paskens like against Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, like the other opinion that may say akum anat matame ba'ohal, but the Rambam holds that may say akum anat matame ba'ohal. So the question is, if a kusi dies after Rav Meir declared ka'ak murim l'chol divrayim, he says not metami ba'oihel. So believe it or not, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, right? It's like that. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, the end of Nida. And Perek HaKusim talks about Kusim there in the Mishnayos. Perek HaKusim is the end of Nozir. But the end of Nida, there's a Mishnah that talks about the Kusim. So the Rambam writes, after the Gzera, the Kusim agoyim gemurim bein l'hakol bein l'hachmer. So in Ebenezer, they quote this machloikis, if a kusi bizmanazer will be mekadosh and isha, will the kedushin be chal, will the kedushin be tofsim? They say, according to many rishonim, it will be toisim, because only kakum lachumra, not lakula. And according to the Rambam, you're even allowed to lend them beribis their rice, because they're goyim gemurim. So they have this machloikis in hilchas ribis, in hilchas kedushin, if the kusi is mekadosh and isha, and they quote the Pirush HaMishnayos of Rambam. So he's the one who says bein lahakol bein lahachmer.
If you say they're only kedushin lahachmer, and he's mekadosh a woman, does she have a way? Can he give her a get, or is he kedushin lahachmer? He can't give a get.
No, stama mimana shach. If he say the kedushin atovsin, he can give a get also.
Why? If he's a kedushin lahachmer, and also lahachmer by kedushin means that.
No, lahachmer means we require a get. You don't say lahachmer with a tart to disaster. I don't think so. I don't know. But the avdineza we spoke about when you have a tart to disaster. No, this is a machlokes. The commentary is on the side. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk. On the side of the Yerideya in Hilchas Ribis, on the side of the Ebenezer in Hilchas Kiddushin, they quote this machlokes harishayim. I don't think they have a maskana. Whether after Reb Meir, after the third stage, the Reb Meir was gozalem, lozozem sham, ashasom, ka'akum, gom, l'chol divrayim, is it only lahachmer, or is it even lahokam? So that's hanging, that's a machlokes. That's what the Sridi Yesh points out. The Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yevamos quotes one opinion that Akum shekidishisha b'zman hazeh choshishim l'kiddushin. There's no tvisis kiddushin between a Jew and a non-Jew. So what is that if you choshish about? So the Gemara says, we don't know. Maybe this guy, his mother, all the way back, was from Aseres HaShvatim. Shema Aseres HaShvatim who? Aseres HaShvatim got lost and he intermarried. So maybe this fellow, if his mother was a goya, his father was in Aseres HaShvatim, mother was a goya, so he's a goy. And maybe his mother, all the way back, was from Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe he's Jewish. So that's how the Gemara starts off. And then the Gemara says the same Lashon. This is in the days of the Amoraim. The other one was Reb Meir. Reb Meir, Paskin on the Kusim. And this issue was debated in the days of the Amoraim, but the same line appears in both stories. The Lashon is Lozazim Isham. They didn't budge away. Based on the Pasuk in Treyosar, that speaks about the Aseres HaShvatim. Hashem Bagodu Kiborim Zorim Yolodu. They rebelled against God and they lost the Kedushas Yisrael. So that Gemara says, when they get to Aseres HaShvatim, they lost the Kedushas Yisrael. Bein Lahokel, Bein Lahachmer. Even Lahokel, Ein Kedushin Topsin. That's Lahokel on Adin Deraisa. So that's a question. Was that a Hayruah Shoah? That pasuk, was that only a Hayruah Shoah that's related to the Aseres HaShvatim? So that's a question. When they were Goizer on the Kusim, Shiyu Kakum, was there only Hayruah Shoah in the days of the Aseres HaShvatim, Hashem Bagodu, the Navi said, Kibarim Zarim Yolodu? Or the Navi meant to apply that to any group who floats away, so even by the Kusim, we'll also say like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, Lozozom Hashem HaShasom, Kakum Gurm L'chol Devemiz, Bein L'Hakol, Bein L'Hachmim? Or should you even say a third possibility, that's the Shita Sargonim, that if an individual Jew converts to another religion, not even with a whole group, one person converts to another religion, he's already so far, so he loses his Kedushas Yisrael Men HaTorah, and if he's Mekadosh and Isha, Choshim LeKedushin, that's only a Chumra Midirabbanan. That's how the Goyim helps. So that's when the Sridi Yesh wrote this whole tshuva, when the whole case came up. He was living in Berlin. Sridi Yesh was originally from Slabodka, and then they invited him to teach Gemara in Hildesheimer Seminary. So he lived in Berlin until the Second World War. So that's the famous Tosfos about Al HaKusim. Yeah, Rashi writes on the Mishnah, why is the Kusim an Iser? Why the Mishnah is Elan Arishi Eshlam Knas, even though it's an Isha who Asura Alav. Why is the Kusim Asura? So Rashi says, because their conversion was no good from day number one, their Geri Aroi said. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? If the Geri Aroi is then the Goyim Gemurim. Goyim Gemurim is the Gemara in Daf Yud Alef, that there's no Oinus and Mefata money paid to a nochris, someone is ma'anis and mefata nochris, you don't pay. Even if she was converted before the age of 3 in Higdili Yechalim Limchas, also the Gemara says, you don't pay her the anis and mefata, and someone attacked her. Somebody was ma'anis and mefata her, katnusa, so you don't pay anis and mefata money right away. You put the money away in escrow, then you see, she may reject the whole geiris before her bas mitzvah. So then she's not going to get the anis and mefata money. And if she doesn't reject her status of Kedushas Yisrael, then after her bas mitzvah, she can no longer reject it. So then we'll give her the Oinus HaMefata money. That's the Gemara in the first parable. So these are the two famous Tosfos and on the first daf. The one Tosfos about the Nesidim, where the Nesidim is an Issa Deraisa, Issa Derabban. The other Tosfos about the Kusim. What's the Issa of the Kusim? The bottom Tosfos on Lama Ramad Alv, also a famous topic. The Gemara had a Loshen. The last four lines on it, the last three lines on the top. Miyam shechara beis hamikdash, afal pi shebotlo Sanhedrin, ar b'misus lebotlo. The Gemara says, lebotlo, that's ridiculous, a botlo. There's no Sanhedrin, he can't administer din in the first. The Gemara says, no, le din ar b'misus lebotlo. When Hashemayim, they'll see to it that whoever deserves skila should die in the form of skila, whoever deserves chenik should die in the form of chenik, and so on and so forth. Why is it miyam shechara beis hamikdash, botlo ha Sanhedrin? What kind of a din is that? So Tosfos refers you to the Gemaras in Sanhedrin and the other Masechtas, first parak of Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The Kamtov al Yisrael Amokam Shivcha Hashem says, Kipal Mimcha Dovel HaMishpat, if you don't know what the din is. Dibei Rivas Bisharicha, the machlokes among the Rabbanim in your community, and it's causing friction, Dibei Rivas, so you have to have some hachra, and each rabbi insists that he's right, the other guy's wrong. So you have to go, yes, the Bez Nagol. And whoever will paskin now, whoever will paskin against Bez Nagol, will be punished like a Zakan Mamri. So the Gemara says Zakan Mamri is only applicable if the Bez Nagol issued their position, issued their psak when they were in the Lishkas Hagozes. El Amokim, El Amin Shah Amokim Gerim. If the Bez Nagol is not in their location, they're not in the Lishkas Hagozes, that's the correct location, then they don't have a din of Bez Nagol. You can't say, absolutely no din at all of Bez Nagol, that's a question. The Rambam, I think we must have discussed it, the Rambam is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana is nimsa to the Bez Nagol. They have to appoint a Bez Nagol 3 to take care of Kiddush HaChodesh Ibar HaShana. Has to be Bez Nagol, because it says, HaChodesh HaZal Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Adam B'Sham Moshe V'Al Aaron Leimar, HaChodesh HaZal Lachem in Parshas Boy. So the Baruch Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Memokam Mayin Aleph Koy. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Bez Nagol, even though he's only one person. So the Rambam quotes from the Mechilta, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. You don't need all the 71 members of the Bez Nagol. It has to be done by the Bez Nagol 3, which was chosen and designated by the Bez Nagol. The three people don't necessarily have to be members of the Bez Nagol, but the Bez Nagol has to authorize this Bez Nagol 3 to take care of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. The Rambam disagrees with the Rambam. He says, what are you talking about? They did Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam himself quotes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, quotes a Gemara from Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah was still practiced till the middle of the lifetime of Abai V'Rava. Abai V'Rava lived in Bavel. Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So they're counterparts. The Rabbanim who lived in Eretz Yisrael during the lifetime of Abai V'Rava still practice Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana the way it's supposed to be, until during their lifetime they set up the Luach Kavua. And that's when they instituted Yontem Sheni Shel Golis, even though we know 1,000 years in advance when Sukkos is going to be, when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, they still made the Takana to have Yontem Sheni Shel Golis. So according to the Ramban says, according to the Rambam, how can you say you need Bez Nagol for Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana? Abai V'Rava were way after the Churban Abayis, and the Bez Nagol left the Lishkas HaGozes 40 years before Churban Abayis. That's how the Gemara has in the first parak in Shabbos and other places. The Gemara has Abayim Shorin Kadim Shochar Abayis, Golsal Sanhedrin, self-imposed Golas. They left the Lishkas HaGozes. So they don't have a din of Bez Nagol. So there's no Bez Nagol. So how can you do Kiddush HaChodesh? The Ramban says the Rambam is wrong. That Mechilta that says you need Bez Nagol, of course you need it. If you have a Bez Nagol, what? We're going to put together three rabbis, Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry. Who are we? We got smicha. So going to decide, Rosh Chodesh is going to be Shabbos. This Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Mi Samcha, what do you mean? It's going to be Kol HaKadim Zachar. Whichever Bez Nagol 3 is going to declare where Rosh Chodesh is, Kol HaKadim Zachar, they're going to win. Is that right? That any Bez Nagol Tom, Dick, and I is going to make? So Yosha dictates, it's a psak that's neged to all of Klal Yisrael. So this should be some central halachic authority. Yosha dictates should be Bez Nagol. But Bizman Shein Bez Nagol, after the 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, any Tom, Dick, and Harry can do it. It should be Tom, Dick, and Harry whose psak will be accepted by Klal Yisrael. But the Ramban says that's out of Derech Eretz for the Bez Nagol, out of Derech Eretz for Klal Yisrael. You shouldn't have three rabbis have smicha constitute a bezin and declare where Rosh Chodesh is. That's not right. But al pidin you can do. He says that's only derech eretz. Mikra din you don't need Bez Nagol. The Rambam says no, you need Bez Nagol. So how did they have a Bez Nagol till the days of Abai V'Rava? So the commentary is on the bottom of the page in the Sefer Mitzvos when the Ramban asks this. Ramban has a long essay on the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Mitzvah says it kufnu. Was it Kufnan A, I think? Kufnan Dalton? Kuf Gimel. Kufnan Gimel. So there's a long Hasagas on Ramban. He has a lot of things to say. I remember when we learned Sanhedrin Ram Soloveitchik, you had the whole Ramban inside and he was commenting on every line. So the commentaries explain the Rambam apparently thinks that 40 years before the Churban HaBayis Golsa Sanhedrin, And once they go, once the Malamish Amakim Goreim, they don't have a din of Bezna Gadol, not 100%. They don't have a din of Bezna Gadol, the full din. They don't have a din of Bezna Gadol, Benegeir to Zokim Mamre. But they still retain the halacha of Bezna Gadol, Benegeir to other halachas. Other halachas yet. And that's what the Kerenura writes on Saita also, Tosis Hestakasha. The Gemara says that they reached the point that towards the end of the Baisheni period, when they discontinued Hashkoas HaSoita, because there was so much preachers going on. People were having affairs with Eishes Ish all over the place, so many Soitas, and he said you can't have Hashkoas HaSoita. The din is, the husband only has a right to be Mashke his wife if Veniko Hish Meyoven, if the husband is Menuka Meyoven. The husbands are all running around with other wives, so the husband has the right to be Mashke his wife. So the Gemara says, towards the end of the period of the Baisheni, they discontinued Hashkoas HaSoita. So Tosfos said they should have discontinued it earlier, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. There's no more Bezna Gadol. The Gemara in the first parak in Soita learns that from Psukim. When you bring the Soita to the Beis HaMikdash, the Bezna Gadol has to get involved in the case of Hashkoas HaSoita. So they should have discontinued it way before. So Tosfos said the same as what they write over here. The last 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, on occasion they would come back to the Lishkas HaGaz. Most of the time they were not there. Once in a while, when they would think that it's necessary, they would come back to the Lishkas HaGaz. That's what Tosfos says. So the Kerenari writes over there, maybe in the last 40 years they didn't have the full din of Bezna Gadol for Zaka Mamre, but they still had a partial din of Menigeta. The Allah said, they did have a din of Bezna Gadol. Yeah, but the Gemara says you can't have din in the Fashas anywhere in the world. Because all the Sanhedrin Tana, Sanhedrin Dora had 71, Sanhedrin Tana has 23. So this is one big system, Sanhedrin Tana with Sanhedrin Dora. Like in America, you have a Supreme Court, then you have courts all over. And all the courts all over are kafuf to the Supreme Court. It's one big system. So since the full din of Bezna Gadol was Nizbatel, they don't have the full toke of a Bezna Gadol, because they went into self-imposed Golas 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. So no Sanhedrin in the world can be done Dina Nefashis. Yeah, what about Malkus? Can you be done Dina Malkus? They say Malkus Tachas Miso Emedes. Malkus has the same Dinim. Igmar has in Sanhedrin a lot of halachas of Dina Nefashis are carried over to Malkus as well. So what about this din that you can't be done? We talk in Malkus is Begimel. This is Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim. The opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin. When the Malkus Bechav Gimel and Malkus Begimel. So if Malkus needs a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, so that we understand, Sanhedrin Tana has to be linked up with the Sanhedrin Gdaila. It's one judicial system. So the last 40 years, no Sanhedrin Gdaila, so there's no Sanhedrin Tana. But we pass in Malkus Begimel. So the Rambam writes, Malkim Mechal Mokim Bismanazeh. The Rambam has all the dinim of Malkus in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin. He writes, Malkim Bismanazeh Mechal Mokim Shiesham Shloshes Smuchim. If you have three, we don't have any Smicha Bismanazeh. But if you would have people who have Smicha, you can give Malkus Bismanazeh. And the Mishlam Melech points out that the Smag doesn't agree. The Smag writes, since Malkus Tachas Misa Emedes, so just like he can't give, just like he can't administer Dina Nefashis Bizmanazeh, you can't administer Malkus Bizmanazeh either. And he points out, Tzorachiyon, that there was a whole debate, the controversy of Smicha in the 1500s in Tzfat, whether they should, then they gave, the all the Rabbanim of Tzfat got together and they conferred Smicha on Rabbi Yosef Karo and some other people. And the whole purpose of conferring smicha was in order to give malchus to those who had worshipped Abed Zorah during the Spanish Inquisition. When the Spanish were forcing the Jews to adopt the Christianity, otherwise they were going to kill them, so a lot of the people worshipped Abed Zorah. So they felt that they were chayv koris. Others said, you're not chayv koris. Since this be koch nefesh, you're not chayv koris. Koch nefesh is not doicha Abed Zorah. There's a mitzvah, behavta shal malkech b'chon apshecho. But the Rambam says if you went ahead and you did worship the Avodah Zorah, you're not Chayv Misa, you're not Chayv Koris. But they were concerned, not like the Rambam. The others quote, because Mishnah quotes that the Ramach disagrees with the Rambam. He holds that you are Chayv Koris and you are Chayv Misa. So they wanted to patter themselves from the Koris based on the Mishnah that Kol Chayv Kris Shaloku Niftur Midei Krisus. So they wanted to convene a Bezin in order to give Malkus. So that was the question. So the Mishlam Melech says, a Pella, then when they had the whole dispute, why didn't somebody mention this smag? That the smag says that you can't have Malkus Bezmanazeh. Just like Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bot Ludin and Nefashis, so you can't have Malkus either. If it's only because the Sanhedrin is one big system, so you don't need a Sanhedrin for the Malkus, if there's them three is enough. But the Gemara has other psukim, that is manch ein koyin oivid, you can't give din in the fashas. It's a different word. So that's what the smag holds, that that applies even to Malkus. Okay, Linetta, tomorrow we will continue. Hazar. This Shabbos morning I'm going to speak about the parsha. So we'll be yotzei with that.